He is a member of the greatest rock band in the history of music. His uncle was the greatest saxophonist of all time. He is now a close second. Please welcome from the E Street Band, it is Jake Clemons. It's great to see you.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here, man.
I was trying to think how Bruce introduces you in concert, because I want to do a Springsteen welcome, but for the life of me, I couldn't remember. How does he introduce you? Because your uncle, Clarence, the big man, the master of the universe, the king of the world.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a whole different exceptional thing in itself. It's different every night, I suppose.
Okay. All right. You just don't know, do you, with Springsteen?
Right.
Man, I got to tell you, I loved your uncle. He came on my show a few times. I've never, ever had the opportunity to meet him, but I talked to him on the phone.
Okay.
And, you know, you see a guy in concert so many times, you feel like you know a person. I'm sure you get that all the time.
Yeah, you know, I think it has a lot to do with how open that person is. You know, Clarence had this beautiful gift that just hearing his sound, you know, just developed an intimate connection with him. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, so you know, if you're a vulnerable person and allow yourself to be accessible, then it's met that way. It's pretty special.
I mean, backstage is so clamped down. I made it to the chips and salsa level one year, but I've never made it to like the meat section. When you hit the meat, you know you're gonna hit the big time back there. So I only made it to the chips and salsa, maybe Steve Van Zandt, maybe a Nils Lofgren.
Yeah,
Max Weinberg comes on the show. A lot. He comes to Chicago a lot. He's got connections here in Chicago.
Yeah.
So we had Max on this summer when he came to town. I think he played City Winery, too. He played City Winery.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And I asked him, I go, what's it like when you get the call from Bruce? Because I go, is it my visual is you got a red phone in your house. It's like a bat phone. You pick up the phone and you say, yes, I'm ready. Then you hang up the phone, you grab your bag, and you're gone for 2.5 years. Is that how it works?
Essentially, yes, you know, to a certain degree. You know, it's rock and roll. You know, one of my favorite things, one of my favorite quotes that I've heard is, it's only rock and roll, and it's the most important job in the world, you know.
So it really is. You make people happy. That's what you do. That's your job.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing a solo tour now.
That's right, yeah.
Tell me about this.
We're in support of the record, Eyes on the Horizon, that came out in September. And we've just kind of been mowing it down. We did 2 trips in Europe so far, and now we're finally making it back to the Midwest.
You're always on the road, man. That's your life, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's what I feel like I'm decent at. So I enjoy it.
Jake Clemons in the studio with us. Tom Morello, you do a song with Tom.
Yeah.
Who is a Chicago guy. How did you meet? Because he went on tour with the band. Did you guys crisscross at the time?
Yeah. I met Tom on tour with E Street, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd always been, you know, a huge fan of his. And
what's not to like about the guy? He's just so likable, and he's a great guitar player, and just a, you know, a lot of energy. You want to be around it.
Yeah, he's beautiful. He's a beautiful guy. Yeah,
he's
become family at this point. It's really nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. You have a song on your new album called Sick, Broken, Broken, which could be my anthem from the 90s. I absolutely love this song. It's one of my favorites. It's great.
That's actually from the last album.
The last album. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
How do you come up with writing these songs? How does it come to you? Do you have to sit down and you have to be really focused? Or is it just any time? You're driving in your car, you think of something, you write it down?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of all different kinds of ways. A lot of times it's out of conversations that I'm having or stories I'm hearing or, just kind of just how I process my life in general. You know, that song specifically, I was sitting down with a friend just talking about life, and it's probably a 2 or 3 hour conversation.
And Sick, broken, broken. Yeah. We've all been there.
Sure.
How do you come up with the melody? Because it's a great song.
Man. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of comes. I've been really fortunate that I've never had a real struggle with that department. I know some people have a really hard time figuring out, how to make the song move.
Right.
I don't know. I grew up in a house where music was like the first language. So, I've been really fortunate, knock on wood, to not have a
real job.
not a hard time with melody and stuff. Yeah.
Really? That's great. When did you start touring? How old were you?
I guess I was 18 when I started touring.
Jeez, man. Wow. And how old are you now? You're not even 40, are you?
In February.
Whoa, this is a big year for you. You look like you're 26. Seriously, in person. You look a lot older on stage. Maybe it's because you're so far. I've never had the good seats, you know?
Yeah, we have the makeup put wrinkles on me, so it's a...
When Clarence Clemons passed away, everybody said, that's it. The E Street Band is done. And then God opened the skies, and Jake Clemons shows up. I couldn't believe it. How did you try out for the band?
It wasn't exactly like a tryout. I'd been around the band a lot over my lifetime. Clarence had always said to me that he wanted me to to fill that role. You know, when he couldn't anymore.
You're kidding.
I always felt like that was a ridiculous sentiment.
Right.
And just kind of put it away all the time.
Sure.
Just because, like, for me, he was going to live forever. Yeah, so when he passed away, it was really hard. But I held on to that. That notion was important to me. You know, that's something that Clarence wanted. And it actually came out of... I don't know. I thought about retiring the saxophone for myself. You know, it was really a traumatic period.
Sure.
Eddie Vedder and Glenn Hansard had reached out to me to kind of get me out of my bedroom because I was pretty depressed at the time. And I did a show with the two of them and just felt this intense connection with Clarence again. And,
right.
And didn't want to lose that. And when the conversation started with Bruce, it turned into the right thing. So.
How does Bruce call you up and ask you to be in the band? How does that conversation go?
At the time, we had both lost this big cornerstone, you know?
Sure.
So we were kind of just hanging out. It wasn't like a...
Everybody was together?
Oh, no. Bruce and I would meet up every so often.
Okay.
Clarence was my phone call. You know, like, he was like the guy that I would talk to when I had a great day or if I had a terrible day or if I had nothing to say, you know. So that was really big for me to lose that. And I was really grateful that Bruce made himself available in that way during that period. So, you know, we were already just spending time together before that even became an idea.
When did you first meet Bruce Springsteen? How old were you?
I don't know. Three, maybe? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
That young? Really?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. Let's go see Uncle Clarence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and Springsteen now is 70, and he plays like he's 40.
It's crazy.
It is. It's nuts.
Yeah, he's a force of nature, man. It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, all those guys, the whole band is pretty unreal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for me, the biggest challenge is... you know, I have this recurrent reminder that I'm not allowed to complain about being tired or sore.
Yes, you're in the greatest rock and roll band in the history of music. Jake Clemons is here. I'm going to keep you for one more segment, okay?
Sure.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jake Clemons, your website, is it jakeclemons.com? What is it? Jakeclemons.com?
Yep.
C-L-E-M-O-N-S.
That's correct.
Okay. People put that extra M in there. We don't want that.
Yeah.
All right. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Jake Clemons is in studio with us. I got to ask you about the rumors that have been flying about the E Street Band, that you guys are going to get together first quarter. I think I looked at your tour schedule. When are you done touring? Is it beginning of February as a solo artist?
Yeah, I'm taking some time off
around Christmas.
January.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you hop back on the road, or is this secret where you...
I'll be back on the road in March, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do an album and head out on the road? What's going to happen?
For E Street.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That is so funny. Everybody has the same answers. You have no idea, do you?
No. It's not my call. And we'll see what fate has. But
does the phone call go like this? You pick up the phone. Yeah, hello. This is Jake. Yeah, Jake. It's Bruce. Yeah, Bruce. Huh? Hey. And then you hang up the phone and you take off.
It's not exactly like that. No, he's very articulate to begin with.
Right.
But I don't know. You know, we usually hear the rumors bubbling around from everyone else. And
so
then,
you hear the rumors, then you get the phone call, and then it's off to the races.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
Yeah, we. You know, the great thing about that band... This is what really drew me into wanting to play rock and roll for a living. That band has the ability to, from the stage, draw everyone into the same experience. So, like, no matter where you are, whether on stage or in the furthest seats, you're all living in the same moment. And that seems to, yeah, just to be able to extend itself beyond the performance side and into, like, you know, real life. Where it's like, we're all on the same boat here.
Yes, definitely so.
Yeah, so, you know, when the rumors are spilling out and, you know, we know when you know.
Do you get excited?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Tell me about the first time you went on stage when you went on tour back in, what was it, 2012?
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You said 2012.
Yeah.
Were you nervous when you went on stage for the first time? Or were you relaxed?
Man, I had practiced like crazy. I was doing like 9 hours a day for 3 months. And that first show was at the Apollo. And it's a small, you know, it's a relatively small theater.
Tried to get in. I couldn't get tickets.
It was crazy, man.
Right.
But it was also being broadcast around the world, right, on satellite.
Yeah.
And that part made it a little more intimidating. There's nowhere to hide, you know. Like, it's one thing like, when you're watching the show and, like, you don't necessarily hear everything because there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, but if you're listening on the radio, you know, it was a little more intense.
But what a debut. The pressure.
Yeah.
The Apollo Theater in New York City, live on satellite radio.
Yeah,
Jake Clemens makes his debut with the E Street Band.
The fire was plenty hot.
Wow. What's it like backstage right before the show? Does Bruce give a motivational speech like Eric Parsegian did in the movie Rudy?
That'd be a lot of speeches. I'm practicing and getting in my zone. And then just before we hit stage, we do a huddle and give it our go.
And that's it. And you walk on stage one by one. Man, does it ever get old hearing that crowd scream?
No, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's a pretty amazing thing. Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned in the first segment that you and Eddie Vedder, Eddie called you up when you were depressed after your uncle passed away. How did you two meet? Was it through Bruce again?
No, I met Eddie through Glenn.
Okay.
Yeah, through Glenn Hansard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eddie's another Chicago guy. He's got a great heart.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, yeah, he's an incredible person. Glenn's from Ireland, but he's got a very, very sound foundation in Chicago as well.
Right.
So it's been nice to be introduced to this city, you know, through these mountains of artistic talent. It's been really cool.
What do you do when you come to Chicago if you have a night off or you're doing two or three shows?
Yeah, try to stay warm.
Well, if it's during the summertime, you're gonna. Or do you walk around the city?
Yeah, of course.
Because you have a very distinct look, and everybody knows that's Jake Clemens.
Yeah, everyone's really cool. I mean, come on, this is Chicago. Like,
it is.
It's a historic and great city for, you know, with a million notable figures going through here every day. It's one of my favorite towns. You know, there's two cities in the U.S. that I feel like I've fallen more in love with than others. There would be Chicago and Philadelphia, you know, just because there's a heartbeat here. There's a character that just, you know, no matter what's going on in the economy or in politics, like it doesn't lose itself.
Right.
Its identity is secure. When you see other cities that, I don't know, they just fall into like this commercial thing that, you know, where they start to lose who they are. And Chicago is just one of these great cities that has maintained its identity. Yeah.
You ever have one of those wow moments in rock and roll where you meet an artist and you go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm meeting this guy?
I haven't had one of those since I was a kid. I mean, you know, I certainly have these moments where I'm like, this is a really significant, you know, like this is really special.
Right.
The first person, as far as I was aware, right? Because, I mean, like, I knew E Street, but that,
sure.
They weren't.
Which is huge, but
right.
they were relatives,
exactly.
Basically.
They weren't famous to me. They were. I was
Uncle Steve Van Zandt,
right.
Uncle Nils, yeah. Uncle Clarence. Yeah, sure.
But, I met Will Smith when I was
Will Smith!
12 years old. And I was, like, freaking out. I was, like, shaking.
Please tell me he's a nice guy because he's so likable.
Man, this is 1992. I was playing for Bill Clinton's inaugural celebration for youth, and he was hosting, and And I walked up to him with a pen and a paper and like handshaking, and he was so cool. And he was, you know, what's your name? And then he just asked me to hang out with him.
God, so, that's
like,
great.
He introduced me to like Boyz II Men and Vanessa Williams, like all these people.
Right.
And then like we got pizza together and it was really cool.
That was your wow moment.
Yeah.
I love that. I thought you were going to say Paul McCartney.
No, like, Paul McCartney's, I mean, come on. Like it's a moment where you have to like recognize like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm meeting the person that's responsible for so much of what I know today. You know,
right.
Like, where music has come and developed. That's a huge moment, you know.
Sure,
but I was just, you know, I was happy to meet him on the occasions that I've been able to, you know, I've had dinner with him. You know, he's a beautiful, beautiful guy.
God, that's awesome.
But I didn't have the shakes.
I love it, Jake. It's good to see you, man. Thank Cheers. You for coming in. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And continued success. I feel like we have a bond now. So when the E Street Band comes around, I can just text you, and you're going to text back. Pete, who? Who's this Pete guy? Pete in Chicago. I don't have any connection to Chicago. What's going on here? You're the best. Continued cheers. Success.
Thanks so much.
It's Jake Clemens, everybody. It's 720 WGN.